Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Blad. Parashat Tetzaveh, You Shall Command. Week 20, 6th Aliyah. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak with you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. Exodus 29, 38, 39, and 42 and 43. What's the purpose of daily sacrifice? Each morning, around 9 o'clock and around 3 there o'clock, had to be a lamb sacrifice in the earthly tabernacle. The morning's lamb atoned for the sins committed during the night, and the afternoon's lamb atoned for the sins committed during the day. In this way, there was constant atonement for the sons and daughters of Israel. But what was the purpose of those sacrifices? What did the sins of the people have to be atoned for? The answer is so that the Eternal could be close to the people. The wish of the Almighty is to be close to His sons and daughters, but He does not only want to be close, but also to live within each one of us. He wants that His glory fills men in such a way that His light can radiate in this world. The Eternal's most intimate desire is to dwell within His people. And to see this wish fulfilled, He had to establish these atoning sacrifices that serve to cover sin so that the people could approach the Most High, who is a consuming fire. This text stresses the intimate relationship between the continual burnt offering and the closeness of the Eternal and His people. Besides, the relationship between the daily sacrifices of the two lambs and the transmission of the Torah to Moshe is also pointed out. All this is a shadow of the eternal sacrifice of the suffering Messiah Yeshua. He was hung from the tree at around 9 in the morning and gave away His spirit at around 3 o'clock. His death is necessary for the atonement of sin in the heavenly tabernacle, so that heaven can come down to earth and the people can meet with the Eternal in the heavenly tabernacle. There is access to the heavenly tabernacle in the Spirit, John 4, 23 and 24. There is much to say here that is quite difficult to explain. The dimensions and consequences of the atoning death of the Lamb of the Almighty are immense in regards to spiritual intimacy between man and the Creator. Yeshua's death and resurrection opened the path for spiritual service in the heavenly sanctuary. All those who have been born again have the possibility of serving as priests in the heavenly temple. Yeshua is the high priest, and His disciples are the priests. For the one who goes deeper in this reality, a vast world will be opened, a world with tremendous spiritual influences in both realms, spiritual and physical. Intimacy with Eternal through the Lamb sacrifice is much more profound than the intimacy that was achieved in the earthly tabernacle. Words are not enough to express the depths and heights of this heavenly priestly ministry. May the Eternal open the eyes of our heart to see the importance of the Lamb's sacrifice, and may He fill us with His Spirit to be able to serve faithfully as priests in the heavenly tabernacle and meet the Eternal face to face every day. Amen and Shalom.